also need to understand that peace is displayed by our actions and our reactions. Matthew 5:38-48 says, "You have heard that it was said, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to the other cheek also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. You've heard that it said that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." Now, as we look at this passage of Scripture here, basically what we are seeing is that Jesus is saying, go above and beyond with kindness. And how one acts when mistreated will speak louder than any words that one can say. If someone is mistreating you, treat them kindly. Be nice to them. I remember once when I was in the seventh grade, I had a couple of guys who were in the seventh grade who, for some reason, didn't like me. Well, I know why they didn't like me. They were bullies. they wanted to prove that they were bigger and stronger, and so they kept trying to fight me. And I just kept saying to them, "You know what? I'm not going to fight you. It's not worth it. There's not a reason to fight you. I don't care what it was." One day they came up to me after during PE class and told me, he says, "Man, we're going to take you out after school." I said, "Yeah, all right." I said, "I'm still not going to fight you." Thankfully, the Lord had some good friends of mine, and they showed up after PE class, and I had more friends that showed up, and there wasn't a fight. But I wasn't going to fight them. And you know, we need to understand that people are always looking for a fight, but we should resist that. There may come times when you have to defend yourself, but we need to do all that we possibly can to keep that. We need to go above and beyond with kindness, because your kindness speaks louder than words. People can argue words. You know, they can argue what you meant, but actions are hard to dispute. Later on, I became friends with a couple of those people who wanted to fight me. And sometimes the best thing to say is nothing at all. Show compassion. Even when you're misunderstood, show compassion. When you're mistreated, show compassion. Because it's those things that will speak God's love to somebody else. And when you react with love rather than spite, you are behaving in a godly manner. Jesus said here, he ended this section with, "Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." And what he's saying is, show love in God's way. All right.
I got some prayer questions.
Okay.
Sorry
very
about
good.
That.
No, no problem.
Okay, the first one is, let's pray for the family of J.W. Little. He went to his final resting place this week.
Okay.
And then let's pray for my grandsons, Angel and Ethan, who has had some changes lately.
Okay.
And then let's pray for Angel Underwood from Hobart. She was slapped yesterday by a boy and has a concussion.
Mm.
So,
okay, right.
Yeah.
Well, Father, we want to lift up these prayer requests before you. And we do lift up the family of J.W. Little, who has gone to his final resting place. And Father, we know that's difficult to lose a loved one. But we also know that you are there with the families. And we're just praying that you will bring comfort and encouragement to the families and that you will walk with them. I pray that you will bring alongside of them other relatives and friends who will be there to lift them up. And Lord, that they just might be able to share and to listen to the stories. Lord, stories are so powerful in bringing healing. And so I just pray that they will be able to share stories with one another and encourage one another through this time. Then, Father, I just pray that you will be with Monica's grandsons, Angel and Ethan, as they've had some changes. And I just pray that as those changes come about, Lord, that they will be changes that will be good and that ultimately they will lead to things that will go forward. And Lord, that you will just watch over them, and Lord, that you will guide them and direct them. And then for Angel Underwood, who's had this happen to her, as this guy has slapped her and she's in a concussion. And Lord, I just pray that you will, first of all, bring healing. Lord, everything will work well, and that she will be made whole, and that she will be made complete. Lord, we know that concussions can have lingering effects, and that all of these things are going on, but Lord, we're just leaving her into your care, into your keeping. We pray for this guy, and that Lord, you will convict him, Lord, that what he has done is wrong and not right, and Lord, that some way that you will use that to help him realize that he needs to look to you, and that he needs to make life changes, and that you're the one who's able to make those life changes. And so we ask for your ministering to him, and that you'll bring people to minister to him. And Lord, for those who are taking care of Angel, we just pray that you'll bless them, and that they will be able to meet the needs that she has. And we leave all these concerns into your care and keeping. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Joshua's Crossing Ministry, they are our Facebook sponsor for today. And Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. And Pastor Joe, would you please share information about your church, such as location, service times, sure, and what have you?
Be happy to. Elk City Church of God, we're located at 501 West 1st, just up the street from where we're meeting here. Occasionally I do walk down here if I don't have other things happening. We are, if you don't know where 501 West 1st Street is, if you know where the junior high is, we're one block east of the junior high on 1st Street. If you're familiar with Elk City at all, if you turn on the street just on the west side of Homeland, which is Walker, if you turn right there to the north, we are two blocks north of Homeland. So we're there. Right now we're just having Sunday services with Sunday school at 9:45, and then worship at 10:45. After Labor Day, we'll begin some Bible study times and other things that are happening. So just keep up with that. And we'll let you know exactly when those are happening. We'll be actually planning some of those and getting those on the schedule here. This next week, we're going to be doing some of that planning. So,
right on. Thank you. Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. Apostle Casey Hewlett is an awesome man of God. The Refuge Church, located 18410 Highway 152 in Sayre. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless your shoes and your socks off, y'all. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln wants your service business no matter what. This is Rhett McAbee, Service Director at Barber Dyson Ford in Elk City. At Barber Dyson, we want your parts and service business no matter what you're driving, no matter where you bought it. Bottom line, we want your parts and service business. We hang our hat on service with world-class service riders, factory-trained technicians, and knowledgeable parts staff. Give us a shot today at Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln in Elk City.
Experience the difference, Barber Dyson Ford's where you save.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
It's not time to go yet. It's not time for the lettuce. We're still cutting the meat, y'all. You are tuned into the Hour of Power. I'm your host this morning, Monica Lovell. Pastor Joe Thompson is our guest, and his title for today is The Last Fight. Back to you, sir.
All right. Well, The Last Fight, if you haven't been with us, it was a story about my brother and I and the last fight that we had when we were teenagers. And then we went from there to the idea of the fact that we are to be peacemakers and that we are to be people who seek peace rather than always being in a fight. And we know there are some people who are always looking for a fight. But very quickly, I'll just go back over those lessons that we looked at, that we need to take care of disagreements quickly. Not let them simmer, because if they simmer, they tend to get worse. Then also that we are to forgive, and failure to forgive keeps us from peace with God. Spend a little time on that, talking about how important it is that we forgive because God has forgiven us. And then we also talked about the fact that forgiveness does not have limits. In other words, we have to continually forgive because some people just have a tendency to wrong us time after time, and we are to continue to forgive them and to continue to hopefully point them to the fact that they don't have to continue to do all these things. And then the fourth thing we talked about is that as we forgive and as we help to hopefully point people to Christ, that peace is displayed by our actions and our reactions. How we act and react to people is really a witness to others. And so I want to spend just the last few moments doing a couple of things, asking some questions and then some things to think about as we close. The first question that I think is important for all of us to ask, no matter where we're at in our Christian walk, is who do I need to forgive so that I can be at peace? And sometimes we think that we have forgiven everyone that we need to, and then all of a sudden something pops up and we go, I haven't really forgiven them. I thought everything was, but now there's something. And so who do I need to forgive that I can, so that I can be at peace? You know, what fight or fights have I had with others that I need to forgive on my part and ask for forgiveness? And then we need to remember that we cannot make others forgive us. You know, that's their decision. But we can ask forgiveness from them. And so we need to do our part in making sure that there's peace. A lot of people say, well, I've forgiven this person, but they never forgiven me. And I said, you know, how can I take my gift to the altar, as we talked about earlier? And I said, if you've done everything that you can do, that you know to do, you're right. Mm-hmm. You cannot make them forgive you. But make sure that you have done all that you can to make that peace with them. A second question we need to ask is, how can I help others find peace by forgiving them? Which goes along with what we were talking about. Sometimes people don't want to make that first step. Maybe they don't even know what to do. And so when we go and we forgive them for what wrong they have done to us, then that becomes an example to them. And they go, that person has such peace. How can I get that? And so we're helping them to take a step to find peace as they learn to forgive. And as we said, if they don't reciprocate that forgiveness, love them anyway. Mm-hmm. Forgive them anyway. Yep. Because that... I hate to say this, but you forgiving them will kind of stick in their craw if they don't forgive you. and sometimes God uses that to ultimately bring them to a point of forgiveness, because they go, they've got such peace, and here I am still holding this resentment, and it's just eating at me. So help them to find peace by forgiving them. And then a third question would be, how will I serve as an example of a peace? How must I change my way of thinking, not just beyond forgiving others, but my way of thinking so that my life exudes peace in every area? And ultimately, peace comes when we don't have things in our life that are eating at us and controlling us. And sometimes we have to learn to forgive ourselves. and we have to say, that was in my past, and God's forgiven me, so why am I still holding on to this, and why am I not forgiving myself? And we just have to say, God, I know you've forgiven me, and I need to forgive myself. And so I'm giving it to you. I forgive myself. When it comes up, Lord, just remind me that it's all taken care of. And when it comes up again, remind me again and again and again. Keep reminding me. And then also we need to go back to what I shared there at the beginning with Paul's scripture there. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. And again, we come back to the idea that we do all that we can. We cannot control what others, but we do everything that we can so that we can live at peace. And there's nothing like living in a life of peace. Because when you're at peace, a world can be falling apart around you. Your world might even be falling apart. But you understand that you don't have aught against somebody else. God doesn't have aught against you. And so you can live out that peace. You see, peace is what everyone desires, but very few realize. Because we're too busy thinking about ourselves. Numero uno, it's me.
Come on.
What's going to make me happy? Yep. We're too busy thinking about, you know, what's important for us, and we fail to realize that other people have things that are important in their lives too. And if we're the ones who are causing them to be in distress, we need to do all that we can to resolve it. And we fail to do that difficult work of listening to other people and reconciling. You know, one of the things as a pastor that I've learned, one of the skills, and it is a skill, but it's also a gift that, but some people are gifted with this, and then other people just have to learn it. It's a skill. But one of the things I've learned is the best thing that I can do when someone comes to me with issues is just to sit back and to listen. Just listen. Don't have to say a word. Just listen. I'm listening to them. I might take a note or two or that of something that has struck me, and I may visit with them about it later. But most of the time, people just need to be heard, because when they hear themselves talking, they're able to work out so many of their own problems and even work out the fact that, hey, I need to go forgive somebody. So take time to listen. And if they have aught against you, then do whatever you need to do to reconcile with them. A second thing to ponder is that peacemakers are God's children. Matthew 5:8 says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." It's hard for someone to be called a child of God if they're always in contention with other people. But those who are peacemakers are called children of God, and that's for a reason, because that's what God brings to us is peace. Because of the relationship we have with God, with Him, and with others. Contentious people always divide. Peacemakers always bring people together and unite. And we need to remember that. And going back to the fight that my brother and I had when I was in high school and right after he was in high school. The last fight happens when we realize that we are to be at peace with other people. The last fight happens when we get tired of the black eyes, either the literal black eyes or the figurative black eyes that we are giving people and that other people are giving us. Because we refuse to reconcile with them. The last fight happens when we no longer need to have our way. Now, don't get me wrong. We need to stand up for what's right. We need to stand up for what's godly. But, you know, sometimes we just want our way because we want it our way. It's neither right or wrong. It's just that we think that we have to have it our way. So if it's just a difference of opinion and neither one's right or wrong, maybe you just need to let the other person have their way. My wife and I have managed to stay married for 41 years because of that. The last fight happens when we're willing to forgive wrongs. Amen. When we let go of those things that have hurt. Say, God forgave me. I'm going to forgive you. Even if you don't forgive me, I'm going to forgive you. And we pursue peace by loving as God loves. So, if you're out there today, you're in the midst of a fight with someone or several someones, I just encourage you to let this be the last fight. Seek for ways to find peace. Because peace is well worth the effort. Peace sure beats having that resentment in your heart day in and day out. And peace is something that the world is, desires, everyone's seeking, and very few people find. But you can find that when, first of all, you find God, and you find Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and then when you let His love and His peace come through you and forgive others.
Amen.
And that's about all I've got for today.
Well, that was a wonderful message. I for one, needed to hear that, and I so appreciate your willingness to come and share the Word of God
well,
here.
Well, glad to be able to do that. Always look forward to being here.
And you have been tuned in to the Hour of Power this morning. Would you pray to end this out?
Yes, I will.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Father, I just want to say thank you for this time that we've been able to have. Lord, that we can lift up concerns, but Lord, also for the opportunity just to share about who you are and your love for us and relationship that we're able to have with you, to be able to share about the peace that you want us to have as we've been able to share today. But Lord, I just pray that for all of those who are out there, those who are hurting, that you'll meet them in their hurt. You'll bring comfort and encouragement where that's needed. You will bring peace where that's needed. You will bring healing where that's needed. But Lord, I also pray that as you are there with them, that you will just let them know how much you love them. And then Lord, for all of us that know you and that have trusted in Jesus as our Lord and Savior, that we will continually share that with others. And Lord, we just give you the rest of this day and our lives, asking your blessings upon us as we bless others. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Again, you have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And it is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from my grandson, Ethan, and from Pastor Joe Thompson, y'all have a blessed day and we'll see you tomorrow.
Let us pray. We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.